We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we're beginning the second line from the top, beginning of the line, Man Tana. We learned that if you have an Ir Shel Yachid that became an Ir Shel Rabim, you're allowed to make an Erev in the entire city. And actually, we learned you have to make an Erev in the entire city. And if you have a Shel Rabim going through it, which disturbs the Erev, because you have a Shel Rabim through it, so what you do is you put a Lechi on each side of Shel Rabim, and that makes the Shel Rabim into a Shel Yachid. So Zok the Gemara, Man Tana the Ma'arvus Rabim, which Tana holds that you can be Ma'arvus Rabim by just making a lechi on each side or a kair on each side? Amar Rav Huda Rei Rav Yeshua, is going according to Rav Yehudi. The Tanya Yes Al Kain, Amar Rav Yehudi, who's having a bigger chiddush? The Brisa there is talking about a case where Rav Yehudi said that if you have like an overpass over the road, so that you say over there that you have the two walls, and then you have this overpass, you say Pitikra, that it comes down and makes two more walls. But Rav Yehuda said even a bigger chiddush. Mishiyash l'shnei batim v'shnei tzidur shel rabim. We had this before in the Masechta a few times. Mishiyash l'shnei batim v'shnei tzidur shel rabim. You have houses on two sides of shel rabim. So now you have two walls on shel rabim. The halach is ois lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. You make a lechi on two sides. Oy kairah mikan. The kairah mikan. You put a kairah on each side. V'noisei v'noisei b'emtzah. You could carry now in the shel rabim between the two houses, even though you only have two walls. And you only have a lechi or a kaira for the other walls. That's enough. And the Chama argue, Amar loy, Eim Arvus Rabim Mekach, Ekem Arvus Rabim Mekach. So this brisa that says that if you have an Ir Shel Rabim, an Ir Shel Yachid that turned into a Rabim, and it has a Shus Rabim inside it, I could put a lechi in each side. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda who allows being machsher a lechi with a lechi a kaira. But the Fidur Rabbanon, like we learned on the beginning of the Masechta, that Vavam Beis needs a door on one side, a door that's ready to close on one side, at least that, to close it up, to make it into three walls, and that's the Ma'arav Shel Rabim. But this price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara Vayta, it said in the price, Amar, Ve'im Ma'arav Nois L'chatzom. The halacha is, when you have this Ir Shel Yachid that you're allowed to make an Erev in the entire city, the halacha is now you have to make an Erev in the entire city. And what's the Hezber? Like we said, from Rashi, the Hezber is that now becomes like one big chatzar. And since you usually make Erev in the whole thing, it's like one big courtyard. And the halacha is in a courtyard, you can't make a half an Erev. You can't make a half an Erev in a courtyard. Now, what's the reason you can't do that? And the main reason is because they are going to still use each other's common area. And therefore, it's if one person is not part of the Erev, he's like disturbing the other Erev because he's not unified with them and he's walking through and he's using their common areas. And here it works the same way. We look at the whole city as one city and they're all using the main road to get out. So since they're all using the main road to get out, they're walking through and they have a right and your Rishos also, if they don't have an Erev, so then it's like someone from your courtyard who does not have an Erev. So Allah is, you can't be an Erev L'chatzom, you have to make Erev the entire city. Omra Papa is going to limit this Allah. Omra Papa, Le Amru, Ela L'arka. That is only if you want to do only half the city and do the other half of the city a separate Erev, which means a separate Erev Chatzeris for each half of the city, that's only if you split the city down the middle of the length of the city. Picture a rectangular city. And there's a road down the whole middle of the city. That's where everyone accesses to get out of the city or in the city, out of the city. They go through that main road down the middle. So if you make one side of the road a Erev and the other side of the road Erev, that is no good. Why not? Because everyone uses this road. So it comes out that everyone is mixed together on this road. But if you split the city in the width, I say it's a rectangular, so on the right side will be one Erev, left side another Erev. So then, each of them could just go out their door, use the Shisharabim and go out their side, and therefore they don't have to walk on each other's Shisharabim. They're not going to use the same common area, and therefore you could make an Erev. Aval Rachba Ma'arim. But if it's down the width, you could be Ma'arim one half at a time. So the Gemara asks that L'chaira, there's a Mechlekes or a Kiva in the Rabbanon in Perek Hadar. And L'chaira, this should be totally in that. What's Mechlekes Rav Akiva and the Rabbanon in Perek Hadar? So we'll speak it out outside. The halacha is that if you have two courtyards, one in the other one. A courtyard is a place where you have five, six houses, and you have one in front of the other one, and you have, let's say, A, and behind that you have courtyard B. Courtyard B cannot get out to the Shisharabim or to the Mavi without walking through courtyard A. So the shaila is, does A have to ma'arav with B, or each one can have their own Erev to carry in their own courtyard? So in that Mishnah, it says that Lekuli Alma, if courtyard B did not make an Erev, which means it's called Asura, and they're walking through A to go out, Lekuli Alma, that A becomes Asur to carry in, even for people from A. Why? Because since the B is walking through, it's like their resource is extended into your courtyard A, because they have, that's the way they walk out, and therefore, even you're not like carrying courtyard A. What's the machlokes? In a case where courtyard B made the Erev for themselves, so in their own courtyard they could carry. So there is machlokes, if since they have drisus aregel, they have a right to walk through A, does that make A a possible Erev because they walk through A and they're not unified with A? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a good Erev for A because courtyard B walks through them and has a right to walk through them. So you have to include them in the Erev to unify them. But according to the Rabbanon, and according to Rashi's Pshat, the Hesber is that Koifan Amidas Daim, you tell courtyard B, you know, you have your own Erev, so you could use your own courtyard. There's no reason for you to leave. So therefore, we tell you, give up your right to walk through A for this Shabbos, and therefore, the Erev in A will be good, because you should give up your Idris's regal as Koifan Amidas Daim. That's Bekitz and Mechaikis Rav Akiva and the Rabbanon. And what the words in the Gemara, we call it regal hamuteres, that means that they have Erev in courtyard B, and regal asura means they don't have Erev in courtyard B. Like we said, if it's regal asura, lekuliyama, asura's courtyard A, that they have a right to walk through it. But if it's regal hamuteres, machlekes, or Kiva holds, it's still asura because they have a right to walk through, and they're about to hold kaifan amid this time. So now, let's go back to our papa. Our papa said that La'arka, you cannot make Erev L'chatzam. Why not? Because they all use the same access road to go in and out of the city. But if it's a Rachba, one side could go out his side, the other side, and the other one could go out their side. Look to Gemara, come on. This Rapapa is like Rav Akiva. It's not like Rav Akiva. Dika Rav Akiva, Ha'omar, Rav Akiva says, Regal Amateras B'mkayma, Sura Shleim B'mkayma. Regal Amateras B'mkayma, which means if in their own Chatzah B, their mutter, they're still Aser. Why? Because they have a right to walk through it. And therefore he's tying over here that if you make a separate area for my half, even make a separate my half of the city, since I have a right to walk out the other way, that should answer it. That's what Gemara is saying. The fear of Akiva, it should not help to make an area of L'Rachva because they still have a right to walk out the other way. So the Gemara says, I feel a tamer of Akiva. No, this could be even for Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ad kam like Akiva hasam el v'shtecha serzu l'flimazu de pnimis les de pistcha achrina. Rabbi Akiva only says lacha divai two chatzeres, one in front of the other one, that they have no way out. They only could go out through courtyard A, and since they have a right to do that, so they become like one of the people living in courtyard A, and they need an erev to unify them. Aval halcha here, a papa's case where I split it down the middle, they have a way out. They go out their side. High nafke b'hai pischa, b'hai nafke b'hai pischa. We could go out, you know, the right side of the city will go out their door, and the left side of the city will go out their door. They don't have to go out the same door. And therefore, there's no reason that there'll be drisus aregel on the other person's, or the other people's courtyard, their erev. And therefore, it's not a dimyan to a case of Rabbi Akiva. In Rabbi Akiva's case, that's the only way out. So even though their mutter b'mkayma still, They have a right of drisa regal that makes them part of that chotzer and they need air. Masha Enkein, by if you're splitting the city down the middle, each one has their own entrance and exit out of the city. That's one version of Rapapa with the Gemara appearing to Rekiva and Rabbanon. Now we're gonna have a different girsa. Ikadamri, different version. Ikadamri on Rapapa, loitema la'arka with loy ma'arvin. Don't say that only la'arka. Lengthwise down the middle, split it down the middle to the length. Hudlay ma'arvin, avla rochva ma'arvin. But you'll say that rochva you could be the erev. Ela filu le rochva namila ma'arvin. Even if you split it in the width, you cannot make an erev. Our papa is saying you still can't make an erev even if you split it down the middle, because still since they walk out of shirabim, it's a problem. So if he's there, our papa's machmir. Says in any case you can't make an erev l'chatzam by Irish Yachid. So the Gemara says, "Come on, Rav Akiva." Like Rav Akiva holds that even though you have your own erev, since you have a right to walk through the Shishurabim, that disturbs the other Erev and makes like you live there in the other place also, and that's why they have to unify you with Erev. It's only if you're a Kiva, right? They want to fill the Rabban, even the Rabban who are Makel by two Chaseras, here they'll be Machma. Why? Rabban only say that the Regal Amataris Mekaima doesn't passel the Erev in Koyare, only two Chaseras Zulf Nemezu, the Primus Achla Dosha Mishtamsa. They can close the door and stay in their own chatzah the whole Shabbos and use their own chatzah. Here, how can you take the shiram away from them? Where's your door to close it up? And to just say this in a more clear way, if you look at Tosfos explains that it's very different. You know why? Because the case of two courtyards, courtyard A is a complete courtyard of a courtyard. All the stamps just in. All courtyard B has is the right to walk through it. And we tell them, no, you know, that little right, since you have your own stamps, just don't use this right to walk through it. But Shainkin over here, in our case, the Shirabim doesn't belong to the left side more than the right side. It belongs to both of us. And we both just use it for Drisa Regal. So there's no reason to say you have a bigger right than me, even though we split it down the middle. And therefore, you have to unify them because I'm walking through your Shirabim just as much as you could walk through it. You have no more Hishtamshus there. It's not like you do anything else in our Shirabim more than we do. And therefore, even the Rabban will agree that it's not a good Erev. Like Tosfos says, read Tosfos inside. Pirish dafka pnimis achdol dosh mashtamash b'chitzayna she'ina mekayma. It's not his place. The ikke chitzayna b'nei chitzayna. The main part of the chatzar goes for the chitzayna. Chatzar A is it's people from A. Avos Shirabim, reading the second Tosfos from top of the Tosfos base, Avos Shirabim have a lahani k'may lahani. They're both the same. He says that the Rashi teaches there's no chilek in the emsa, there's no middle. Rashi didn't have to say that pshat. Let me do it really a mechitza. At the end of the day, that's the pshat in our Gemara. And it comes out, we have two versions of our papa. One version of our papa is that you're allowed to make an Erev L'chatzom if it's to the width, because each one go out their own exit. Or we're saying that, no, L'kuli Yama, it's also our papa saying, and the reason is because the Shirabim is really something that's a thoroughfare for everyone, and therefore if they don't unify them there, it comes out you have a place that everyone has a right, and there's not everyone in part of the Erev. So, we learned in the Braisa that oi kula, oi mavi mavi fnei atzma. It said that you have an Erev shayachid, you're mechuyev to make an Erev in an entire city, and you can't make an Erev for half the city. But it said, either you make an Erev in the whole city, or you do each alleyway by itself. Now, what are you talking about? We just said you can't do a half Erev. Why not? Because since they all have a right to walk out of the Shirabim, they're all like one big city. So what's Pshat over here? We're saying they can do each Mavi by itself. A new idea. That if the people of the Mavi make a daka in front of the Mavi, which means a little doorway, a little short doorway, Rashi says, that's like four tefachim wide, it's a little short doorway. The halacha is that if you make that daka, you're showing everyone, I don't want to be part of the city. I want to be my own alleyway. And if you put that there and you say, I want to be my own alleyway, that is it's like showing that I am my alleyway, I'm not going out of my alleyway. And that's it. It means like a little, it's a shot what it means exactly. Rashi's mashma, it's like a little, some types, it means like a little, like a stick that you put like on the floor even, just between the two buildings of the alleyway, and showing that we are separate from the city. Since we're separate from the city, there, it's you're showing that I'm not going to go out, I'm not using my Jesus regal, I'm just staying in my alleyway, and therefore, you will not stare the Erev, not disturb the Erev, but pass the Erev of the rest of the city. The same idea that if you have a Mavi with a bunch of courtyards, and one of the people in the courtyard does not want to participate in the sheet of Mavayas. So, Allah is, if made a Daka Lepischoy, ain't also a Mavi. If he made a Daka for his Pesach, he does not answer on the rest of the Mavi because he's showing that I don't want to be part of this Mavi, and therefore he does not need an Erev. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah, Hoysa shel Rabim v'Reisha Rabim. You can't make a Erev for the whole thing. The opposite. By Erev Yachid, you have to make Erev in the whole city. Erev Rabim, you cannot make an Erev for the whole entire city. You have to leave over something to remember something called Shul Rabim. Someone brings a Maaser. Rab Zeira, Ervel Arvel Amasim Erev Chia. Rab Zeira was Ma'arev, the city of Rebbe Archia, which right now had 600,000 people in it. He didn't leave over anything. He didn't leave over the 50 diurim or the 6 diurim according to the Olam HaNiyama. He didn't leave over anything. My time over Mahochi. Why did make air for the whole city? He didn't leave over anything. It's a place of 600,000 people. Amalei, Shavi the da Amalei, the elders of the city told me that Rav Chia Ba'asi Ma'arav Kulo. Now, Rav Chia Ba'asi used to be here, used to make Erev on the whole city. And I said, what's the reason? Amina. It must be Erev Shiyachim that was made, that became Shirabim. And that's why he used to make Erev in the whole city. Amalei said, no, that's not the Pshat. I know what's the Pshat, why he used to make Erev in the whole city. Not because it was once Erev Shiyachim. It's not the reason. But the Amalei Hanusabi, those elders told me the reason why he used to make Erev here is because that he Ashba Havale Mecha Gisa. There used to be a garbage dump on one end of Shirabim, and therefore it was closed up. And like we learned on top of Nuntesan Beis, that if Erev Shirabim and Erev Shirabim only has one entrance, the other side is closed up, it's not Mefulish, then since the city has no Erev Shirabim, there's no Gzeira, they might carry Erev Shirabim without an Erev, because you don't know such a thing called Issa Tiltum. But if you have no Erev Shirabim in the city, it's fine. So here, in those days, when they made an Erev without leaving a shear, the reason is, without leaving over something, the reason is because they had an Ashba on one side. But Vahashta, if Nayalei Ashba, now that there's no Ashba, they moved the garbage dump somewhere else in the city. How the Kshneb Sachem Vasser? It's like it has two doors to the city and it's Asr. So you can make Erev. Amalei, Lava, I tell you, oh, you're right, I didn't know. I thought there was a different reason. I thought it was the Irsha Yachid that was not Shirab, and that's why I allowed an Erev without a shear. But now you're telling me this, okay, I'm Chayzer. So like we're saying now is that if the Shirabim is closed on one side, it's not closed to Shirabim, and you can ma'arav the whole city, even by Ir Shirabim. What happens if one side is a regular entrance into Shirabim, on the other side, there's a wall, but there's a ladder to get over the wall, and people use the ladder to go over the wall, is that called that the Shirabim is open on the other end? Is that called Mefulish? Sulam Mekan or Pesach Mekan. On one side you have a Pesach Shirabim, it's open, regular Shirabim. On the other side, there's a ladder. That's how you get up and down into Shirabim. Now, is that called like a mechitza? It's closed up. Or, since people walk over the ladder, that's called a Pesach. On Malay, so he answered, Hachim Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach Alav. Rav said, so Rav answered, the Rav said that the Sulam has a Teres Pesach, and it's like a sitter open. That's what he answered. So Amalu Rav Nachman, don't listen to him. He's getting it wrong a little bit. Because Hachi Amar Vadam Rav, Sulam, a ladder Teres Pesach, Alav V'Teres Mechitza Alav, has both milas. It has a mile of a Pesach and a mile of a Mechitza. Teres Mechitza Alav Kedamaron. Regarding a Shirabim to closing it off, it has the Mechitza. And it closes it off, and it's therefore it's not a Shirabim, and you could make an Erev for the entire city. Teres Pesach Alav, when's the gate that has the Dim Pesach? B'Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. By a ladder between two chatzeres. The halacha is, we have two chatzeres. Reuven and Shimon have two courtyards. The halacha is, you can't carry from courtyard Reuven to courtyard Shimon. Unless you make an Erev. The only time an Erev works is only if you have a doorway in between. If you have no doorway in between, then it does not work. So what about if you have a ladder to get over it? The halacha is, that will also work to be able to be unify both chatzeres. If you have a ladder, it'll be allowed to be unify both sides. If you put a ladder on both sides, you go over it, that's enough to unify them. So that's where it has Dim Pesach. Teres Pesach of Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, Rotsu Echad Ma'arev, Rotsu Shtayim Ma'arev, which means if you want, you can unify both of them as one, or each one could make an Erev in their own courtyard and not carry to the other one because it's not open, but it's because it's a Mechitza, but it's enough to be called a Pesach that you're allowed to make an Erev between two things. So we're coming out that Avada in a Shirabim, that one end is closed and just has a ladder, it's not called open, it's called a mechitza, but it has a din of a door that, like, between two chatzeres is good. For example, between two chatzeres, if it has a door, like, that closes, it's also called enough to make an Erev. You can unify both of them, because even though it's mechitza when it's closed, but since it could go in and out, that's enough. So that's enough, the ladder is enough to make it, two chatzeres allowed to make an Erev. And once you have a ladder, I'm allowed to carry from one to another one. If I want to use over the wall or go through a hole, I could carry from one place to another place.